We are stuck with the present. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I wanted to highlight part of last week's interview with physicist Sean Carroll, since it appears that none of the major mainstream media picked up on it. It was the part where I ambushed him and asked him point blank if any kind of time travel is real.
So once and for all, can you tell us if any of that would ever be possible?
No, it won't be possible. Don't worry about it.
Not possible, he said. Don't worry about it. So to be clear, this means that Star Trek, Planet of the Apes, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Looper, all the Terminators, and all the Back to the Futures are based on a false premise and should not be taken seriously. Now, this is not to criticize people who still believe that time might be malleable. In fact, there is a school of thought among physicists called eternalism.
The whole universe, all of eternity, is all real, past, present, and future.
But we don't have access to it. And it seems to me that if you somehow did travel through time, since space-time is the medium in which we all exist, your own brain and body would also be affected by the trips. You would arrive in the past not knowing how to get back, and you could arrive in the future as scattered snippets of DNA. But now, we don't have to worry about that because we have it from a respected physicist that time travel, like wishing you'd chosen a different career, or wishing you'd gotten off I-5 when Chris told you to, or that we still had Russell Wilson, or just going back 24 hours so the Mariners could get another crack at that sixth inning yesterday. None of that is worth contemplating. Although I'm obligated to admit that after giving me a clear no on time travel, Sean did have one caveat.
I don't think it's possible. That's why I said no. I think there's very good reasons to expect that it will never happen. But I can't make you an absolute promise.
Because physicists at present have no way of proving it's not possible. So, yes, that falls a little short of what I was looking for. But I'll make you this deal. If any of you have proof of actually traveling through time, including some nice, sharp cell phone video and a piece of incontrovertible evidence, such as an American League pennant from the future, I will have someone on the staff arrange to submit your evidence to Sean, even though he may never speak to us again. 7:38.
Why don't you?